Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And joining us is a very funny comic. You can see a lot of his stuff on YouTube. His name is Joey Medina. Joey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great,
yes.
Tim. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in, man. And unlike a lot of comics that come in, at least you have energy. You know,
yes,
a lot of
I
these
do.
Guys come in, they don't want to do their act, and they're like, oh, y'all be the Laugh Factory in October.
That's because they're high, dude. I don't do any drugs. I drink a little wine, a little vino every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah, but you got to see some of Joey's work on YouTube. It really is great. And he's got a lot of great jokes. That whole run in Florida you did you met two girls named Diamond and Ruby.
Oh, yeah. And that's a true story, man. That is a true story. You know, it's basically about stripper names. And, you know, you meet these strippers always have these names like Diamond and this and that.
Right.
I met a real girl named Diamond. And then I thought she was a stripper. And she said, no, I have a sister named Ruby. And I'm like, is your dad a jeweler? What the hell's going on? She said, my father named us after things he couldn't afford. And immediately I started thinking, I'm like, I'm glad my dad didn't do that because me and my sister would be light and gas, you know? You know what I mean? It's my other brother health insurance, my other sister HBO, and my big brother birth control. Have you met everybody? That is the weirdest.
My brother HBO.
You know, black people, they name their kids after Hennessy, and you know, this is my daughter Alexis. I guess, you know, yeah, and she was black. It was people that they name their kids after stuff they don't have. Look at that.
Yeah. Well, thank God I got Tim because my dad got for a couple of things. But that's funny. It's a great act, and you got to see Joey. Now you're going to be in Arizona. You're not going to be
in
LA.
I'm in Arizona. I did some sold out shows just past weekend at the Pasadena Ice House.
But every Monday at the Laugh Factory.
Every single Monday I'm at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Right after Monday Night Football slide
in. There you go.
All right, we're going to do the news with Gina, and Joey's going to join us here for the news. The news with Gina Grad every single night at 9 o'clock. Gina, man.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Gina, before we get any closer, there's something you need to know about me.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I think girls are icky pants.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Gina, by the way, is adorable for people listening and not they can't see.
Yeah.
Go on.
You know, I need a white woman for a co-signer, so Gina, let's hook up, girl.
I ain't the one, but I do appreciate the...
She owes $1 million in student loans.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she's still digging out of that hole. But you look great. Something is going on with your face. You look all clean and all... Have you gone in?
God, I haven't done anything different except... I did have some lasers up in my face the other day.
Oh, and who did that?
The Laser Dermatology Institute.
Is that right?
Yeah.
LDI?
LDI.
Wow, look at you.
I was really happy. I'm going to keep going, and I'm feeling pretty good.
You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what's going on with the news there?
There is a lot going on tonight, Tim. Leading the news tonight with the economy in a state of crisis, President Bush held another press conference today beseeching upon Congress and the American citizens to face the reality of this financial emergency. And clip of that.
All right, here's George Bush trying to sell you a $700 billion Cadillac.
I recognize this is a difficult vote for members of Congress. Many of them don't like the fact that our economy has reached this point, and I understand that. But the reality is that we're in an urgent situation, and the consequences will grow worse each day if we do not act.
All right. Now, Joey, I don't know, how you vote, and you don't have to tell us if you don't like. But I'm a Republican. I voted the last two times for Bush.
Right.
And I also voted for... it is. And I really do feel like right now it is. But I do... I also voted for Schwarzenegger and the whole recall there of Governor Davis. But in the last week, I have turned. Not that I'm a Democrat now. Uh-huh. But now I hate all of them.
Yeah, I think all politicians suck, to be honest.
Yeah,
but I mean,
there's not one politician that I can think of, with maybe the exception of Dennis Zine, who is in it for the people. I think they're all in it for themselves. And the only reason I don't include Dennis Zine is because that guy he's our councilman out there for the West Valley, and he really kicks ass out there and really does a lot of work for the people.
Well, you know, it's really hard to be a politician now because, I mean, everyone's got skeletons in their closet.
Right.
And now with the internet and everything, it's just nobody wants to run. They're like, nah, I did this a couple years ago, I did that. You know, I'd rather not run. I'd rather stay down here. But anytime anybody does that, anybody, they put themselves out there, they find all the dirt, and it makes them look bad when none of that stuff even matters.
Yeah, well, hopefully this will kill a lot of that because because you've got Obama, who's a smoker, and McCain, who's a gambler.
Right, right.
McCain, who also was, I guess, allegedly cheating on his first wife after she got in a car accident. And Obama's got a preacher who hates, Jews and whites. Yeah, so I think all the skeletons have come out. And I don't know if anyone can top that.
Well, the cheating on the wife, that's a guarantee. I don't whether he did or not. I'm sure he did. He's a man. All right? That's just the way it works. All right? Yeah. Except for you, of course, Tim.
Thanks. But,
okay, I got your back, dog.
Yes, thank you.
But the thing is, dude, it's just... And first of all, as a Latino, none of this, you know, all the stock market stuff doesn't affect me or us Latinos at all because we don't do the stock market.
You don't buy stock.
No, no. But God forbid you close down a swap meet or like a check cashing place. There'll be riots in the street. You know what I mean? But it's horrible, dude. But it is horrible.
Yeah, I know that, you know, there's a lot of things that people in America, especially white guys, can learn from our Hispanic brothers.
That's right.
And
don't invest.
Yeah. Also, another
live with
one.
Your parents till you're 30.
This is also probably something that isn't talked about on the in the Latino community. I bet the last you can't remember the last time somebody said to you in Spanish, "Hey, how about this global warming?"
I don't even think global warming can be translated into Spanish words.
Like Arsenio,
like a dish.
Arsenio Hall also said it's not a major topic in the black community.
Right. They're not sitting there going, "Oh, yeah. What are we going to do?"
So yeah. People aren't standing around on the corner talking about how they can lessen their carbon footprint.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Just like they're still trying to figure out who shot Tupac. You know what I mean? That's what they're doing.
Yeah, there's some bigger issues.
Yes,
of
course.
Like, Christ Almighty, where are we going to work tomorrow? All right, Gina, what else is going on with that news?
Well, in other political news, the race to the White House is almost over, and now even the candidate's parents are getting in on the act. Republican vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin's parents were on the early show today explaining all the many reasons why Palin is ready to move into the White House. In this clip, Sarah's father, Chuck Heath, reassures the public that she is ready to be the vice president.
Wow. All right, Chuck Heath, man. Here we go.
She's ready to do anything she wants to be. And she perseveres. She works so hard. She learns so fast. Yeah, I don't worry about that at all. That's what I'll tell him, yeah. You want some honesty, yeah. Yeah, not a typical politician. Get her, yeah.
You know what it sounds like?
White Jesse Jackson? What the hell did he say?
I don't know what the hell he said in the last 27 seconds. But you know what it sounds like? If you just picture a guy talking about his daughter who's in fourth grade, and she wants to be in the speech and debate club. And
right,
she's
right,
on
right.
The bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
She may get in or she may not get in. And vision that going on. He's about 30. She's in fourth grade. And this is what he tells the speech and debate teacher.
She's ready to do anything she wants to be. And she perseveres. She works so hard. She learns so fast. Yeah, I don't worry about that at all.
It sounds like, you know.
She learned to party at a potty at an early age, and she stopped eating her boogers at an early age. I mean, come on.
She learned
a
lot, man.
For Tim, for God's sake, she works all hard.
I know.
She works all hard. She's a cutie, though.
Yeah, she's
a little
very attractive.
She's a little hottie.
You know, this is when you know you're getting old. I don't know how old. How old are you?
I'm up there.
Okay, I'm.
I don't know how many girlfriends are listening.
Oh, I see. I'm 4 years older. I'm sorry, 4 months older than Sarah Palin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So you know you're getting old when the vice president or the president is younger than you are.
Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah, 4 months older than Sarah Palin.
Jesus Christ.
You're still younger than McCain. So that's all
Thank
that matters.
You very much.
I think we all
you
younger than McCain.
Will.
Yeah, I'm half the guy's age. Well, maybe not. All right, what else is going on there, Gino?
Well, the woman who called 911 after Heather Locklear got in a little fender bender, reporting that she was drunk, is a former Us Weekly staffer, and she's also the one who tipped off the paparazzi.
Wow.
Her name is Jill Ishkanian. She was following Locklear in the Montecito area. Ishkanian watched the actress go into a market, and when Heather got into her car, she called 911, even though the car wasn't even moving at the time.
Oh, man, what a bitch.
Stirring up some trouble. Sources say immediately after Ishkanian called 911, she called a paparazzi agency to give them a heads up that Heather was about to get popped. So here we have a little bit of that 911 call. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is terrible, man.
It's bad news.
You know, you can do that in the white world. You do that in
Shot. Yeah, in the minority world.
Yeah,
forget about it.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a
over,
being an art.
Man. Yeah.
Well, and she did claim that that Locklear was driving drunk, but there ended up being absolutely no alcohol in her system. So
oh, is that right? What was it? Just drugs, or what was it?
Maybe a little, take the edge off.
Get a toot. That's what you call it nowadays.
I saw the mugshot. The mugshot. Her eyes. Did you see her? I'm like,
she looked
kind of
good, though,
God.
As mugshots
go. Her face
go.
Looked good, but her eyes were so wet. I'm like, man, how much Red Bull did she drink? Yeah. You know what I mean? It was out there.
She was somewhere else.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the 911 call for Heather Locklear.
Oh, she's revving her engine. What is she doing?
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Jill.
Okay, Jill, we'll notify officers in the area. We'll put a broadcast out for the vehicle. I need you to maintain a safe distance away. Are you following the car?
We're following her. It looks like she's just revving her engine as she's...
Okay, I need to ask you to stop following the car. We know where they are, and we have a license plate. Okay, we don't
What's
want
that?
You... We know where they are, and we have a license plate. So you guys need to stop following. Because if, if she thinks that you're following, it's you'll be a danger to her if she thinks that you're following her, and then she might run into something.
Now, doesn't this chick who works for Us Magazine know the Heather Locklear background and how she's been depressed out of her mind because of the whole marriage?
Yeah, apparently she's not that plugged in.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, then she knows, and she's chasing her, basically.
Yeah.
In Montecito. He went to, I mean, you can go, you know, what was she doing? I mean,
with her drive with your eyes closed.
And with her last name, you know that the chase started in Glendale. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I said it. And it's okay. I got plenty of Glendale friends.
All right. I think that this is going to be a bad vibe for this woman. First of all, it's so self-serving.
Of course.
You know, I mean, please.
Yeah, I thought she was going to give her MySpace out for a second there,
well,
you know?
And also,
listen, I understand calling 911 on a guy on the freeway who is, pinballing down the freeway and hitting cars or, you know, almost killing somebody. Mm-hmm. But this woman is revving her engine and trying to go home.
And I'm not exactly sure why, but Jill does not work for Us Weekly anymore because she was actually being investigated by the FBI.
Really?
So she loves nothing more than getting in people's business.
All right. I bet she's single, too. A lot of guys wouldn't stand for that kind of turmoil in their life. All right, we're going to take ourselves a small break and come back with Joey Medina, also Gina Grad with the news. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk.
And her pronouns.
We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. We're doing the news with Gina Grad, and joining us, a very funny guy you can see at the Laugh Factory every Monday night at 8 o'clock, Joey Medina.
Thanks,
nice to
Tim,
see
thanks.
You, man.
Thanks,
look
thanks,
at
thanks,
you,
Gina.
Dude. All right, Gina, what else is going on with that news?
Well, here's a little quick heads up for all you so-called drivers out there. Governor Schwarzenegger planned to sign a bill today approving a toll lane plan for the 10 and 110 freeways. The bill affecting drivers will allow solo motorists to pay a fee to use one carpool lane in each direction.
Good idea.
Yeah, on a 16.5-mile stretch of the 110 between 182nd Street and Adams Boulevard. The same applies to the two carpool lanes in each direction along 14 miles of the 10 freeway between Alameda Street and the 605. So the Metropolitan Transportation Authority will begin design work aimed at opening the new toll lanes by December 2010.
Is that right? That's a good idea.
You're for it?
Yeah, because people who have made a lot of money in life, they should get benefits. You know, that's why you work your ass off. You know?
That's true.
Absolutely.
But the only thing is, I think it's a great idea, but how are you going to enforce it? Like, a cop can't pull everybody over who's a single driver now.
Right.
Is it going to be like a big stamp or a big flag you put on your car or something?
Question.
Yeah, I think it's like a big dollar sign on top of your car.
See, what I do, and this is a true story, is that I have really dark tinted windows, and I'm like, well, they probably won't know anyway. I take a chance. But I only do it when I'm in a hurry.
Right.
Isn't that illegal?
Of course it is.
I've been
tinted windows?
Yeah.
I've been in the diamond lane, I swear to God, and I'm not proud of this, but I'll admit it. I've been in the diamond lane thousands of times by myself.
Right.
And usually on the way to San Anita or on the way back from San Anita. And what I consider it is it's sort of like having $100 on a blackjack hand, and you're dealt an 18.
Right.
You're like you know you're in good shape, but you have no idea what the dealer has. And if I get caught for it now, it's only about 3 cents for every time I did it.
You know? Right, that's what you have to look at it. Otherwise,
it's an investment.
Pissed, yeah.
And it's really worth it.
Oh, yeah, because especially when it's fast. I mean, sometimes when you're in a hurry, you just got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you get to the airport, you know, you got to catch a plane.
I do that all the time.
Do you know, though, that there are some states that have an express lane specifically to get you to the airport. When I was in D.C., there's an airport fast lane. And God help you if you're not going to the airport, because that's the only place it dumps you. There's nowhere else to go.
Great idea.
So maybe we should do that.
And if you don't want to do that, pick up a homeless person. I mean, think about it. They have no place to go, right?
Right.
If you drop them off, they're still in the same place they were in, really, if you think about it. You give them a sandwich, you know, you stop by McDonald's, you get them a little something-something. He's happy, you're happy.
Everybody wins.
The world is a better place.
Yeah. Do you remember when there was a woman who was 9 months pregnant and she claimed that there were two people in the car?
Yes.
You don't buy that?
Well, I have a couple of problems with it because that kid really can't drive.
Right.
So we're not really saving any time, or not saving a vehicle off the road. But she does have a point. I mean, you know, if somebody murdered her, mm-hmm. they would be prosecuted for two murders.
Exactly.
So I don't know, man.
But you know what? I think she did get away with that ticket, but they gave her a ticket for no seatbelt for the other person or something like that. I think that's what happened. Smart cop.
That's so sick.
Yeah, the umbilical cord wasn't the shoulder belt.
5-point harness.
All right, Gina, what else is going on in the news?
Well, finally in the news tonight, during election years, many different groups come out in favor of one candidate or another, and children are no different. So here we have some clips of various children of the world supporting the leaders or potential leaders of their countries.
All right.
In our first clip, a little girl sings about the positive changes that would come from electing Barack Obama.
Okay. All right, here we go. The Barack Obama song by, I think these are 4th grade, 5th grade kids?
10-year-olds, yeah. 4th grade.
Oh, boy.
We're gonna spread happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change it.
Wrong message.
For no front teeth.
And rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
Oh, boy.
Got a tear coming down my eye.
Now's the moment where each voice you sing. Sing with all your heart. For our children, for our families, nations all joined as one.
Now it's just gay.
Can you call Continental Airlines?
This
is in Venice, California.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, I need 3 seats to Cleveland tonight at around midnight.
Is this round trip?
Just one way.
Oh.
Yeah, just one way, thanks. I think I got to get out. Well, we still have a state here. But, you know, I know that these kids are, obviously they've been told by their parents, you know, you got to sing the song.
Exactly.
Because they don't have any idea, you know, who to vote for. I don't, and I'm, you know, 44 years old. So, I think the key, and Joe, you may agree with this, the mm-hmm. key to having kids, you have kids?
Yeah. I
okay.
do. They're older.
But it's to try to keep them kids for as long as possible,
right,
you know?
Right.
You know, don't bust their balls when they're 4 years old and say Santa Claus doesn't exist. And I wouldn't throw them into a political campaign either when they're 10 years old.
Well, it's good to tell them Santa Claus exists, especially like if the present sucks, because then you go, hey, it's Santa's fault, not mine.
Yeah,
I would have bought you a good gift.
Yeah, that clown sucks, though. But I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm not going to judge these people. If they want to do it, that's fine. But it is odd that that the, you know, the kids 10 years old are being thrown into this political mix.
Propaganda.
You know? Yeah. Because they don't know. I mean, this 10-year-old doesn't know. All right, what other countries are doing this?
Well, in our next clip, 3 young children sing the praises of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-il for his birthday celebration.
Nice.
So remind us how great he is.
All right, here we go. It's all over the world this thing is taking off. Kim Jong-il. Are you sure this isn't the new ride at Disneyland? It's a small world?
No, yeah, this is for Kim Jong-il.
That sounds like the woman who does a fruit stand by my house right there. Like when you grab the wrong thing.
Hello, papaya.
Yes.
This does sound like the new, what is that, the small world?
It's a small world
down in Disneyland. Very good. All right. What else is going on?
Finally,
here?
We bring it back to the United States. Here we have the vocal stylings of a group of young people singing the praises of Republican presidential candidate John McCain.
Wait, McCain has a song too with kids?
Yeah. So they wanted to get in, you know.
The kids are all 30, though.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Obama does it.
Yeah, the kids have grandkids.
Children. Obama does it not to be outdone. You know, McCain got some
McCain
kids behind him.
All right, here's McCain's song sung by children.
You.
Gina, is that a Hitler joke?
Oh, you got me.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
He hasn't even lost the election. They're Hitlerizing him.
Bada-beam.
Tim, you know we got to get our jabs in when we can.
This is John McCain speaking today in Akron.
Ihr seid heute hier in dieser Muschel nur ein Ausschnitt dessen, was außer ihr über ganz Deutschland steht.
He sounds pissed.
Und wir möchten nun, dass ihr deutsche Jungen und
deutsche Mädchen...
You know, that
Hitler always sounded pissed.
Yes.
You never saw him laughing or, you know, drunk or watching, at the comedy store or anything or at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah, that guy had no sense of humor whatsoever.
Yeah, guys, always pissed off, man. Yeah. Really, really pissed. I think massive antidepressants could have saved World War II.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, what else is going on with the news there, Gina?
That's what's going on,
That's
Tim.
It. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Gina, thanks for showing us the meaning of Christmas.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll give you, 8.5 minutes of something.
All right, we're going to come back with Joey Medina. You can see him every single Monday night at the Laugh Factory at 8 o'clock, right after Monday Night Football. And a very funny guy. Look up his stuff on YouTube, youtube.com, and then put in Joey Medina. M-E-D-I-N-A?
Yeah, just like
there
funky cold, Tim.
Okay. All right, Joey is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we are live on 97.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk.